In the name of the Father, Son, the Holy Spirit, only one God, Amen. Today is the fourth Sunday in the Coptic month, is Ba'ub. And as you know, and as we also know all together, that all the readings of the Coptic, this month, the Coptic month, Ba'ub, it depends and instituted on the dominion of the Son of God. That's why the first Sunday, if we remember to go back to first Sunday in this month, we remember about the paralytic, the first Sunday, when they came with the paralytic, the four friends, and they give the paralytic from up in the house. And it's clear that what is the meaning of the dominion of the Son of God when he heals this one? And it only depends only on according to their faith. Then the first one, if I need to raise someone from the sin, I have to pray to him, for him, and I have also to pray a lot, first one. And the second one is very important to have the faith that God will do everything. The second Sunday is when Peter, the miracle of the fish, when Saint Peter catch all the fish, and when he obey the command of Jesus Christ, when he said to him, go deep and you will catch all the fish that you need. And this is exactly what happened. And the second lesson is I have to hear the word of God if I need to follow Jesus Christ. I have to hear his voice and I have to go deep to his word. The third one is our church try to describe that there is a lot of obstacles during my spiritual life, and especially when I have the chain of earthly demands. If my priorities and my thoughts all depend on only earth and earthly things, and I have nothing to think about Jesus Christ, it's one of the obstacles that I have, main obstacle in my spiritual life and my relationship with Jesus Christ. And the fourth one today, when Jesus Christ, it also appeared the dominion of the Son of God, when Jesus Christ raised this dead man from his death. And if we read the Bible today and the Gospel, no one asked Jesus Christ to do the miracle or to raise this son of the widow from the death. No one. Only when he saw this, according to his compassionate, the tenderness, he went to raise this one. Then, I have to believe that if I have, for example, any problem, and I raise my hand, and I'm asking God, he already hear everything. But maybe he didn't want to, for example, not accept my prayers, but he doesn't want to do what I need now. For my benefit, for everything, for me, he needs maybe later on, not now. Then I have to accept this. And also, today is also like a preparation for next Tuesday. Because next Tuesday is a commemoration of the appearance of the head of St. Mark, the evangelist. And we consider our church that based on St. Mark. Saint Mark, who preached us everything, I am and you and all the Coptic Church are Christians according to Saint Mark's evangelist. And I have a dream, maybe, or feelings, that maybe everyone from the Coptic Church will go to the heaven. The first reception is Saint Mark. The first one he will meet him, I think, is Saint Mark. Because he needs to see the fruits of his church in the heaven. It may be a dream or feelings. But I'm sure that one of the saints will be like very happy that we are in the heaven, for sure all. But one is very more happy to be Saint Mark. And why Saint Mark is great? And why Saint Mark is great only not only for Coptic Church, no, it's also for all the world. And we can go to Venetia in Italy, and we can see also the Cathedral of Saint Mark, which is very big cathedral, a great cathedral. And when you go to the church, I have to respect everything. And you can see how is the discipline inside the church. And they consider Saint Mark is a very great, and this saint save all the world, not only for Venetia. Saint Mark is great because the first gospel in the world was Saint Mark. The first liturgy instituted, because the first one he wrote, the first liturgy, which is what we pray now, is in Cyril. Saint Mark wrote this one. Why? Because he already listened this one when Jesus Christ instituted the first liturgy. Saint Mark is great because if we ask Saint Athanasius, who defend and save our faith in the church, when we ask him, who teach you this? He will say, I followed Jesus Christ and my father, Saint Mark. And if I'm asking also, Amba Antonius, Saint Anthony, the great, the first monk in the world, the father of all monks, and I'm asking him, why you are great? He will answer, I'm great because I follow the steps of my father, Jesus Christ, and my father, Saint Mark. That's why Saint Mark was great. And if we go, we need to learn what we have to learn from Saint Mark, the life of Saint Mark. I can go in first like 700 years AD, when Isaiah said that I saw between the pyramids and on the border of Egypt and between the civilization of the pharaonic of Egyptians, I saw a pillar, and the pillar was Saint Mark. Then the story, it's not from the beginning of Saint Mark only, no. It's a prophet from Isaiah, the prophet. And what the meaning of Saint Mark? Mark, it's a Latin name. It means the hammer. I'm not sure I'm a hammer or no, but this is a hammer. The meaning of Saint Mark is hammer. And that's why when we praise in the doxology of Saint Mark, when we say, you are the hammer who destroy all the idols of Egypt. And this is exactly what happened. Then, how God tried to prepare, or the preparation of Saint Mark, how he prepared him. He prepared him in first when he born in Kairouan. And after he born in Kairouan, when he was young, the barber went to this place and took everything. And he, with the family, came back to Israel. And after a few years, he met Jesus Christ. If I'm asked now, Saint Mark, you passed through some troubles, and you left your country where you born, what do you think about? He will answer, I love it because I met Jesus Christ. Then first one I have to learn from the story of St. Mark, even I pass through some troubles in my life or some temptation, I have to understand and recognize that Jesus Christ tried to reshape me, and I will meet Jesus Christ after this trouble. And I must wonder when I talk about myself, if I pass through some troubles or struggling with something, and I was like fighting with God. Why? Why you do always this with me? Why I'm here? Why I have trouble? Why and why and why? And Jesus Christ was looking to me and was wondering, why? Habibi, you are my beloved, my loved. I love you a lot. And I answer again and reply to him, no, you are not loving me at all. And he was surprised by my word because I talked to him and I told him, no, you are not loving me. But he replied, Habibi, I love you a lot. Believe me only. If I'm asking St. Mark during the temptation, you love God? Yes, I love God. But I don't know why he is doing this with me. But after a few years later, he saw Jesus Christ. Then the first lesson I have to learn that even I have some troubles in my life or some temptations, I have to recognize that I will meet Jesus Christ after. The second one, I can't go to St. Mark's life without going to his mother. You can imagine that a mother opened her house to Jesus Christ and also to all the disciples. And he tried to learn to teach St. Mark everything good. Then the second lesson I have to understand that the parents, the dad and mom, are very important in the home to teach the kids. I will read a small thing from the commandments, what we said to the parents in the baptism. Today, my beloved, your children have become inheritors of life with Jesus Christ. Today, your children have received a bond of life and have become rooted in the true Orthodox faith. The day on which they were born, they were slaves and not free. But today, they have become conquerors of the plot of the wicked. And also, work diligently in teaching them to read the holy scriptures, which are the breath of God, and in attending the church in matins and vespers. And I'm stopped at this point. Are we teach our kids to come to the liturgy early? Are we encourage our kids to come to the vesper? Are we encourage our kids to read the Bible? Are we transfer our house to be a small church and we read the Bible and we pray all together or not? If not, we have a problem. And the consequences of this, it will be very bad, because after we will come to the church and we will come to God and worship God, why our kids are far from you? Then Jesus Christ reply and answer, I told you the commandment from the first day you received the baby. Then, and also attending the church in matin and vesper and fasting on what, this is really, it's written in the commandment when we said in the baptism. Fasting on Wednesday and Friday and the holy 40 days. And all the fasts that in keeping the church laws and apostolic commands. Are we teach our kids? and they learn from us? Are our kids come to the church, come to the house and see what dad and the parents doing with the all together? They pray, they talk together with high tone or low tone. They're fighting, they're screaming, or they're praying. All our kids absorb every single thing we're doing in the house. And we have to take care about this. Then the second one, the second lesson I have to learn from Sam Mark's life. He's not a righteous man alone. He was not a righteous man alone. No. There is a lot of preparation. And one of them is the parents. And one of them is a temptation. Because he went through the temptation. And finally, he met God. Another one is the attitude and the personality of Sam Mark. He was young. And I think he's like impulsive. He needs to do everything quickly. And he's very, I mean, have a... He had like a fire inside him. And when he saw that someone come to attack Jesus Christ, and he went outside, and the first one, he asked him, "Who are you?" And he left quickly. Then the second one, Jesus Christ tried to adjust, not change. The problem that we, with our kids, we try to change some attitudes, force. We have to be strong with our kids to change their attitudes or habits maybe. No, we have in first to adjust them. It's very important to adjust our kids, adjust the attitude and the personality to be in God and to be for God. That's why when Sam Mark went to Egypt and entered to Egypt, he saw the idols. From if Sam Mark before Jesus Christ, no, I have to quit. Oh my God, what is this? The idols, the pharaonic, the civilization, what I have to do? I can't continue like this. How I can preach the word of God in this? In this place, full of evil. And he had to quit. But what happened exactly? No. The adjustment, what Jesus Christ did with him, he changed his attitude to have the courage and to he went to, when he entered to Egypt and preached the word of God. No fear, no scare. Then also another thing we have to learn from his life that we can't change strongly or strong or force our kids to change their attitudes. No, we have to change to adjust them bit by bit. And the last one is the hopelessness. He had every time the hope. For example, when he left Jesus Christ, the first things came to, for sure, to his mind, to Sam Mark's mind. I did a mistake. I sinned. I fell. I had a problem. Then the first war and the first fighting came from the devil. Is the hopelessness. You have no hope. But I have to recognize also that we have the bosom of God and he opened his arm because he needed all the people come to him. Then never, even I have also a problem with my kids, I still have hope. And I still have to pray. If I am a servant and I have a problem with my kids in my class, he didn't come, for example, to the church. I have the hope because he is God. will change everybody. Then every time I have to pray, if I have a problem in my work, if I have a problem with someone, if I have a problem with anybody, or I have a problem in my life, or whatever, I still have the hope, because I know very well that He is my Father. Again, I know that He is my Father. And I will need to tell you that only the one prayer that Jesus Christ teach us is only when He said, "Say after me, Our Father." And He didn't tell us, "Our Lord, Our Majesty, Our God." The only one prayer that He taught me before, that only one, is "Our Father who art in heaven." Then we have to learn from every single thing in St. Mark. There are a lot of things, but because we have no time to set, but we have to celebrate all together the one of the greatest saint in our church. Our church is St. Mark's Evangelism, which will be on Tuesday in the morning, and we have the Vesper, it will be on Monday night. And glory be to God forever. Amen.
Me.